Well, back in 1965, a Senate report predicted we would be working just 14 hours a week by the year 2000 because technology would make everything much easier. That was a U.S. Senate report. As usual, they were wrong. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do it.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Are we headed toward a recession, the first since June 2009? President Trump isn't ruling it out, but he says revenue from his tariffs will more than make up for any short-term economic pain.
Of course you hesitate. Who knows? All I know is this. We're going to take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. And we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money.
Trump spoke to reporters on Air Force One. Canada's incoming Prime Minister Mark Carney is promising to keep in place retaliatory tariffs on American goods if the U.S. imposes tariffs on Canadian goods. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
He vowed to lead the country through what he called dark days, sparked by President Trump's threatened tariffs and calls to make Canada the 51st state, something he and party leaders said will never happen.
American products exported to China are going to get more costly there, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Chinese will slap a 15% tariff on chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton from the U.S., and a 10% tariff on sorghum, soybeans, pork, beef, aquatic products, fruits, vegetables, and dairy products.
Those tariffs go into effect today. What's behind the persistent high price of eggs? CBS's Scott McFarland says one group thinks it's more than just the bird flu.
A Midwest-based agricultural watchdog group called Farm Action asked the Antitrust Division of the U.S. Justice Department to review egg prices and what's leading to those prices, making the argument that the avian flu isn't the only possible cause. The Department of Justice declined CBS News' request for comment.
American and Ukrainian negotiators are set to meet tomorrow in Saudi Arabia to try to create a framework for negotiations with Russia on an end to the war. Senior fellow at the nonpartisan Atlantic Council think tank Michael Bosaku says Russia is in the driver's seat here.
It's a scary time because there are no longer any solid red lines enforced by the United States to keep Mr. Putin in his place. My big fear is that he may exploit this to the point of trying to grab more territory all the way up to Odessa or perhaps even the Moldova border.
The five people who were on a single-engine aircraft when it crashed into the parking lot of a retirement home in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, are alive. They were taken to the hospital. Sharon Jerchow and her husband Dale live at Brethren Village.
I ran back in the apartment and I grabbed a blanket and threw it down. They didn't really say anything. They were all just happy to be out of that burning plane and to be alive.
No one on the ground was hurt. The police chief said the fact that everyone survived is a, quote, wonderful thing. After the worst week on Wall Street since September, the stock indices are all pointing to a down day at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Police in Kenosha have allowed Eichelman Park to reopen after a body was found near the lake yesterday. The body was found near the rocks along Lake Michigan early in the evening, prompting a closure of the park. Police got to the scene just before 5. Investigators say they hope to release more information today. 5 Racine teenagers were hospitalized after a crash early yesterday at 16th and Dean. A speeding driver crashed into the teen's SUV at a red light. 34-year-old Salvador Coronado is accused of being at over 90 miles an hour when he crashed into the kid's car. The 17-year-old driver of the car hit was flown to Milwaukee for treatment. Coronado has previous convictions for operating while revoked and fleeing and eluding. The wording will make it sound like it's coming from a lawyer. But if you want a breakdown of what a Racine First Responder referendum actually means, check out the Racine County Eye. The website today has a clear explanation regarding the $1.5 million being asked for to reinforce paramedics and EMTs in the city. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. We're in the thick of tax season and scammers are active. Brittany Merlot has more about how to avoid a ruse.
Scammers may call or text you, claiming that you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call to demand payment without first mailing a bill. And they won't threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license either. So if you receive a text or email like this, delete it and do not click on any links. And if you receive a suspicious call, hang up and report the call to the IRS.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Cavaliers, the first place team in the Eastern Conference, beat the Bucks at Fiserv Forum, 112-100. The Bucks committing 17 turnovers. How did that happen? Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma.
I think how we played offense and we played on our heels a little bit, not playing aggressive, not being decisive. Probably got to us a little bit.
College basketball. The Badgers women's team coach, Marissa Mosley, is out after four seasons at Wisconsin. Her overall record, just 47 wins and 75 losses as the Badger women's head coach. Football, receivers Davante Adams and Seattle's DK Metcalf have found new homes in the NFL. The 32-year-old Adams will sign a two-year deal worth $46 million with the Los Angeles Rams, while the Seahawks will trade Metcalf to Pittsburgh for a second-round pick. The Steelers agree to sign him to a five-year contract worth $150 million with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15 this morning, 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. 41 our low. Tomorrow's high, 43. It'll be partly cloudy, but we'll be back in the 50s to 60s later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
I got a robe for Christmas. I remember looking at the robe thinking, wow, I hope I get the flu so I can wear it. I mean, who has the time to enjoy a robe? What, are we about to shoot a porno? It's a weird piece of clothing. How'd we even come up with the robe? With some guy, hey, I got an idea. How about we make a coat out of a towel? There could be a belt that goes around, and you could dunk the belt in the toilet. Be a toilet belt. The indoor jacket, the robe. You ever see someone outside in a robe? They look like they escaped from the loony bin. Just getting the paper before the monsters do, right? The only time I ever wear a robe is when I'm staying in a fancy hotel. You know, that robe in the closet. I just feel uncomfortable when room service comes and I'm in a robe. Like I'm trying to seduce the room service guy. Hello, welcome to my room. I'm in my robe and here's the bed I rented. Is there anything I could do to be more creepy? Oh, he was believable as the creepy guy. Scary.
The Dr. Doolittle of Racine. You like that title? Beth Heidorn is here, executive director of the Racine Zoo. The Dr. Doolittle. She is here, and we're going to talk about everything going on at the zoo. And this is your big part of the year because the weather's getting nicer. People are coming out of hibernation. The animals are coming out of hibernation. Everybody's coming out of hibernation. And with a temperature today of 62 degrees, people are going to start coming. I meant to ask you last time you were here. Do schools have do they have outings?
Oh yeah.
Okay, they do.
Oh yeah, from RUSD, Kenosha Unified, Milwaukee, a lot of kids from Illinois. So lots of people and kids come throughout the entire year.
You know, I never had an outing at the zoo when I was a kid.
Oh.
I told you once before, Frank Buck, the Bring Him Back Alive guy, and they had movies about him, Frank Buck. He had a zoo in my hometown of Massapequa, and my father's friend owned it. But Frank Buck brought all the animals back from Africa, and they had this zoo. And we used to go there all the time. And it wasn't a big zoo, not like yours. It was a smaller zoo. But it was the Frank Buck Zoo, and everybody knew him. They even made a movie about him called Bring Him Back Alive. Boxleitner even had a show on CBS, Bring Him Back Alive, and it was about Frank Buck, the great African explorer. Anyway, so that enough with that. Okay, we got big events coming up at the zoo, and they kick off like, oh, by the way, how did the igloo thing work out this year?
Great. We just, they're all packed away, ready for next year. It was really, really good. We went through the 23rd of February, so we had lots and lots of good people coming out.
A lot of cold temperatures, too.
A lot of cold temperatures, but inside the igloo was very nice and warm.
We went walking one Saturday morning at the zoo because we bought a zoo membership just to walk the inside perimeter of the zoo, which, by the way, is 0.6 of a mile.
And if you walk it twice, it's a mile point two. You can do the math. And we saw people in there because they were getting ready to have lunch in there on a Saturday afternoon. It looked kind of cozy in there.
It is. We can get that thing up to 70, 72 degrees here in the wintertime. It's all good.
Well, when I was there, the they were bringing in the food. The caterer, whoever brought in the food.
Our caterer, the zoo's food.
Yeah, they were bringing in the food, and I was looking at, let me sample that.
Yes, of course it was. It's very good food.
So that was a big success. You had a couple of winter ones, which were pretty big. You had the sleepover.
Sleepovers are coming up.
That's got to be fun, the sleepover at the zoo.
It's a good time. They're already booking for summer. So.
Are they really? Mm-hmm. And where do you sleep? Just on the ground somewhere?
Or is there people up by the... south of what our playground is. Okay. So you know where you do when you're doing the concerts and you're emceeing the concerts. So straight back from there, just on the other side between the pond and the high road.
Let's talk about spring break camp. I'm going to bring that up on my screen here because I want to know all about it. And let's talk about that. When's it kick in? What other is right?
It starts on April 21st through the 25th. What we're doing differently this year is we're doing a pay-by day as opposed to having to sign up for the whole week, because sometimes for the families the spring break week is great, but they maybe only have 2 days where they can come to us because perhaps they're going to go on a weekend vacation or that type of thing. So we changed it up this year in order to accommodate the guests and the families that we have. So if they can only come on Monday, sign your child up for just Monday. If they can only come on Wednesday, sign them up for just Wednesday. So it's gave them a lot more flexibility, and those are really booking great because it is spring break with RUSD, and not everyone leaves town during spring break. So we wanted to give parents and families an opportunity. So they get to do really cool stuff, and there's crafts every day. There's games. They get to do tours. They meet animals or animal ambassadors. So it's just a really great opportunity for kids to still have some edutainment while they are on spring break.
Now, this is next month.
Yes.
So when do you have to sign up by? What's the end date?
Well, you've got to sign up by within 2 weeks prior to camp. So you've got about 3 weeks before, three and a half weeks. To get yourself registered for spring break camp.
Who wants to go to Cabo when you can go to the zoo? I mean, the same thing every year at Cabo. It's the same waves, the same Mai Tais, the same people there. Who wants that when you go to the zoo? That's pretty good. I see in the picture here on your site, they're doing chalk drawings on the sidewalk. You ever see those 3D ones?
Oh, my gosh. I have seen those. I don't even know how they do it.
And not only that, you're afraid to walk. Like, you're going to go into a hole in the ground. It's just a drawing. I have a picture on my phone. We were in on Route 66 somewhere, and one of the towns was doing that on a weekend. And they had a picture of a shark coming out of the ground. Mm. And I took a picture. It actually looks like the shark just coming out. It's just a drawing on the sidewalk.
Right. But those people are amazing.
I
don't know how they do it either.
Yeah. Okay. So that's spring break camp.
Yep.
But there's something else called summer camp.
You bet.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Summer camp starts June 30th. Summer camp starts in June. And we also have holiday week camp as well. So the kids in camp, they can come for all week is what it is. It's a day camp. And what I really like about it is these kids do everything. So everything meets the state, local, national science standards, because we really want kids to still learn even if they are on break, which is fine. We start the week of June 16th, and we have camps for preschoolers all the way up to kids entering seventh grade. So if a family's got three kids and they're all in three different age brackets, the mom or dad or grandparents can drop them off. They can stay all day and then they can get picked up and all the kids are at camp at the same time, which is really great. What we also did this year for camp is we've done morning camp and afternoon camp. So you can still come all day, but we had, there's enough things for kids to do and doctor's appointments, and they've got karate that afternoon. So the parents could still sign them up for just in the morning, and then they could leave and go do their other things without having to book a full week all day camp and then miss parts of it. So that's been very popular with the parents that are signing up. We got lots of signups already. We have a couple weeks that are already closed because they're full. So you've got to get your registrations early. And people are thinking about camp. What are they going to do with their kids all summer long? So we're one of those really great options. We'll have over 500 kids do summer camp this year, and it's just great. So we got great instructors, great things for the kids to do. It's a fun, safe place.
Now, the parents drop them off each day and pick them up?
Yep.
Okay.
They do.
You know, I have very few regrets in life, but I do regret my mother was going to send me to summer camp. You know, it was a day camp. And all the kids in the neighborhood went, and I didn't want to go because I didn't want to leave home. And so they all went, and I sat around all day doing nothing all summer because all my friends
were at camp.
They were at a day camp. They bus picked them up in the morning, and they dropped them off in the afternoon. They came back. We went this today. We did that today. We did that. Oh, it was so much fun listening to it, and I didn't go.
Oh, shoot.
So I may be going to summer camp.
So don't be Don. So your parents, don't be Don.
Yeah.
Kick your kids out. Bring them to the zoo.
Well, they did sign me up for the police boys club. This was one of those things where I grew up to keep you out of trouble, which I was never in trouble. But the police boys club. So I got signed up for that. And we did things all year, but not like this. This looks like a lot of fun. Look at those kids having fun.
It's a great time.
Man.
And they do so much stuff. And they really, you know, the compliments that we get from the kids, we do surveys at the end of the week and for the kids and for the parents. And we are a number one place to bring your kids for summer camp.
Wow. When do you have to sign up by?
You're going to need to sign up. It is at least a week before camp starts, because then we close it. Get all ready for those kids, so don't wait. But you could sign up for an August class. You could sign up for that in June or July. So
now, how do they handle lunches? Do you bring your own lunch?
So you bring your own lunch, yep.
Okay.
Yep, and they go all over the zoo. It works really, really great.
Man.
The little preschoolers, they only come for a half day because their attention span is a half day. And then their parents or grandparents.
Like me.
Yeah, and you sign your child in and you sign them out. So we have a nice,
man.
Safe opportunity for everybody.
This sounds like fun.
I know, right?
Yeah. My mom. Well, and I don't blame my mom because she asked me if I wanted to go to summer camp.
Yeah, and you chose. That was your choice.
I said no because I don't want to leave home. I'm going to never come back. And all my friends said, we did today. We did da-da-da-da. I said, yeah, what'd you do today? Well, I sat around moping around the neighborhood. Didn't do anything like that. Beth Heidorn is my guest executive director of the Racine Zoo. We're talking about all the fun events coming up. We hit the spring break camp, the Racine Zoo summer camp. And in just a moment, we've got more for you right here at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, where it's going to be sunny today with a high near 62, sunshine 40 right now right here at Radio Park.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5%, according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is with me. Talked about some events for the kids. This one might be an event for the adults this time. It's called Call Me Old Fashioned.
Yes, sir. This is an adult-only event.
I saw a highball glass with a cherry in it and some ice cube, so I figured that highball glass kind of meant it was an adult thing.
That is true. That is coming up on Wednesday, March 26th. From 6 to 8 p.m., we'll be in our castle, or Vanishing Kingdom is what we like to call it.
Oh, that's like 2 weeks from now, right?
It is. Yeah, okay. It is. It's kind of our hump day activity. So it's really great. People will come in. They'll get a taste 6 different ready-to-drink old fashions. And the food is going to be done by Red Onion. So they come in, they get to see, they get greeted by an animal, they get to taste all of these wonderful cocktails. They get great food, and it's 6 to 8. It's just a really, we did this a couple, this is, I think, our third year. It's just one of those things where people are, you know, it's March, they're itching to go do something. As you said, the weather's getting nicer. What can I do? Let's get outside, even if it's going outside to going to another building for an event. So we've already got lots and lots of registrations. So you got to get your registrations in. We will close that Monday, the 24th, unless we have already sold out. And if we sell out.
Do you sell out at these events?
We do. Oh, yeah. We do. So what I find is that people like to wait in this area to register for things. So I would highly suggest, if you're really interested, don't wait. Get your tickets. It's very reasonable, reasonably priced, and all the money stays. We reinvest ourselves right back into the zoo each and every day.
So, in other words, don't wait to the last minute.
Don't wait for the last minute, because I will, if we sell out, we sell out. And once I sell out, I'll put it online, and then people will just have to come another time.
And all the begging in the world is not going to get you in, because I've seen people beg, but Beth, please, I'm thirsty. I am sorry. Next year, you will do it next year.
When I'm sold out, I'm sold out.
That's right. All right. What is another adult event? Wild for Wine. Why is there a rhinoceros on this logo here? Wild for Wine.
Because it's all about raising money for our rhinos, our eastern black rhinos, Timu and Kianka. And there are five species.
They got such dainty names.
For a big animal, yeah. So
I mean, it's not like Bertha.
No, that's true. That's true. So it's a five-course meal. And because there are five species of rhinos, so each course is, in theory, a different species. We talk about the animal. Then we have a wonderful food. Danny's is doing our food on this one.
Danny's Meats,
you got it. And then we get a nice wine. So it keeps going through that thing. So it's about the animal. Then it's about the food. Then it's about the wine. And you do five different servings and pairings. And it's really going to be great. I mean, again, we've got Danny's food, which is fabulous. You've got the wonderful zoo atmosphere. We'll be up at our castle, up at our pavilion for this particular one. So we'll be up at the north end area. It's just really great. We got great food and wonderful wine. Brian Schmidt is one of our wine guys, and he's really set us up nicely.
The wine guy. You go to a nice restaurant where it's $400 a meal, and they have a wine steward.
Yeah, we don't have. Well, but he is a steward as well.
Here at the zoo, it's the wine guy.
Yeah, well, he is a steward. He is a wine steward. He knows everything, but I call him my wine guy.
Does he wear that little cup around him with the medallion they always wear when they go in? Yes, would you like the, I don't know anything about wine, but I remember once I was at a fancy restaurant, and he came up to me and said, is there a particular wine you would like? And he had the medallion with the wine cup. I said, oh, this is going to cost me. This is going to be cheap. This isn't a restaurant. This isn't Texas Roadhouse. I'm going to pay for this bottle of wine.
No, but it's really a really fun event. And so we are raising money for our rhinos.
It's, you know, April 12th. And what's really amazing, that's coming up in a month.
Yes, it is.
Because today
is Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. on the 12th.
Yeah, what is today?
Today is the 10th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It says right here. Today's the 10th. Okay. So, yeah, it's coming up. The rhinos. So where are the rhinos now? What are they?
They are back of house. So they all have winter bedrooms. And so they're back there. They're at Land of the Giants, but they're just in their back holding area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm used to the little Arctic foxes.
Yeah. They can stay out in this winter.
Little cute. I told you. It was like 25 degrees. We're walking around. We're laying in their little nest, and they give us a look. I'm like, what are you doing here? It's cold outside.
For cold for you, not
they
for
them. They are so cute. Little white foxes.
I know. They're from the tundra region.
Do they have names?
Yep. Luna and...
Tick.
Nope. It escapes me. It escapes me. Luna's one of them. I forget the other name.
Oh, great.
Sorry.
Remember the rhino names. Okay, so that is Wild for Wine. That's coming up April 12th.
Yes, sir.
And when it's sold out, it's sold out,
It's sold out. That's right. That's right.
Okay, let's get one more in before the break here. And this is Easter time.
Easter.
Extravaganza. $4 an egg. Boy, I feel bad for Easter people this year because... I mean, it's so expensive. Neighbor, when I was growing up, he used to, he was an egg and chicken and egg guy. And he used to color all the eggs. And we woke up on Easter morning, everybody in the neighborhood had eggs, hard-boiled eggs on their front lawn. Because that's what he did for a living. He sold eggs. wouldn't do that today.
No, not with these prices today, no.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the extravaganza?
Yeah, so extravaganza is on Saturday, April 19th. It's from 10 until 4. It's value added. So if you're a Zoo member, you can walk in and enjoy everything.
I'm a Zoo member.
You are. It is part of what you get to enjoy when you come in the gate. That day, we will have cluck cluck doors. So it's our version of an egg hunt. So we don't have kids mowing over each other. We have six of those that will be around the zoo. And you go there and you've got beautiful and wonderful volunteers that are going to be handing out treats at the different cluck cluck doors. We've got bounce houses coming. We have 20 business booths. They'll be handing out candy or pencils or stickers, whatever they want. And they'll be representing their company, but they're helping us. And of course, we've got crafts. We've got decorating cookies. So we've got lots of our egg decorating. Ours are not real eggs, but egg decorating. And then, of course, we've got zoo animals all over the place. And it's April 19th, so it's about 4 weeks later than last year's Easter. So we're hoping for some really great weather. It's a great family fun event. Lots of multi-generational families come out for extravaganza. And we're very excited to have you come out and visit us.
Yeah, it looks fun. You know, you mentioned the bouncy house. I'd love to try one sometime, but I know if there were other kids in there and I bounced, I'd send them up to the roof through the ceiling. But have you tried one of those?
I have.
You've got to. Look like fun.
They are fun.
I know you got to test it out.
You got to test it out. I mean, what can I say?
Beth Heidorn, Executive Director, Racine Zoo is here. We have more events to talk about in just a moment. Right now, though, it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, sponsored by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolate. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, bringing you Paul Harvey and the rest of the story now.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Harold was destined for success, it seemed. His father, a wealthy financier, had given him everything, sent him to the finest schools. Later, the young man became interested in journalism, even wrote a book. And now he was promoting his own magazine called The Big Issue. Personally, Harold had never been too keen on reminiscing, so it startled him that December day when an eerily familiar-looking man walked into the office headquarters of his magazine. Could it be, he wondered, could this be George? The same George with whom he had attended grammar school more than 40 years ago? Well, clearly it was. Some change over a lifetime, almost different people, but the decades had left George's face very much itself, except for something slightly sad, perhaps the ghost of an unfilled dream lurking behind his eyes. Harold rushed up to him. "So glad that you came to visit me," he greeted, pumping the old classmate's hand. George appeared a little dazed. "Excuse me," he said. "We went to school together, don't you remember?" Harold urged. Well, slowly the warmth of recognition dawned in George's expression. Indeed, he remembered now. His coming to the magazine office today was quite coincidental, he assured Harold. Had he only imagined they'd be reunited after all of these years. And at once a flood of recollections washed over the two middle-aged men. The candy the principal used to give to the students. What was his name? Townsend? They were mints of some kind, weren't they? And the gymnasium. You remember the gym? The kids called it the madhouse because the brick walls were padded for safety. George liked wrestling in particular and roughhousing in general. Harold laughed out loud to be reminded of that. And the lunchroom, beef, carrots, and apple pie. Didn't they know how to fix anything else but beef and carrots and apple pie? Did you ever learn your arithmetic? Harold wanted to know. George grimly shook his head. Why had mathematics always been so hard for him? Well, you did pretty well considering, Harold offered. What do you mean? George asked. It oughtn't to have been a sore spot, Harold thought. If George had been the first in his family to attend school, he should be proud of it, shouldn't he? He should be proud of it. But then Harold saw it again, that haunting, subtle sadness behind the eyes of of his old school chum. They said goodbye that day in Harold's office, promising to keep in touch, knowing they probably would not. They had turned out so differently, after all. Though not as you might have guessed. For Harold, born into wealth, once a successful show business journalist and author, was driven to the gutter by three failed marriages and a love affair with alcohol. In fact, the magazine that he was now peddling, The Big Issue, was sold on the streets of London exclusively by homeless vendors. But once upon a close encounter of the nostalgic kind, December 4, 1997, two men met on Memory Lane and lingered a while and then parted, neither certain which of the two had had the harder life, Clive Harold, the rich boy who became a pauper, or Charles, Philip, Arthur, George, the first heir to the British throne ever to attend school, just a boy who never got the hang of arithmetic, whom you know as England's Prince Charles. Only now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another rest of the story with Paul Harvey, 12:05 this afternoon. Dan Marcus will have that for you right here at WRJN, where it's exactly 7:30. Let's check news, see what's going on this morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police in Kenosha have allowed Eichelman Park to reopen after a body was found near the lake yesterday. The body was found near the rocks along Lake Michigan early in the evening, prompting a closure of the park. Police got to the scene just before 5. Investigators say they hope to release more information today. 5 Racine teenagers were hospitalized after a crash early yesterday at 16th and Dean. A speeding driver crashed into the teen's SUV at a red light. 34-year-old Salvador Coronado is accused of being at over 90 miles an hour when he crashed into the kid's car. The 17-year-old driver of the car hit was flown to Milwaukee for treatment. Coronado has previous convictions for operating while revoked and fleeing and eluding. The wording will make it sound like it's coming from a lawyer. But if you want a breakdown of what a Racine First Responder referendum actually means, check out the Racine County Eye. The website today has a clear explanation regarding the $1.5 million being asked for to reinforce paramedics and EMTs in the city. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. We're in the thick of tax season and scammers are active. Brittany Merlot has more about how to avoid a ruse.
Scammers may call or text you, claiming that you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call to demand payment without first mailing a bill. And they won't threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license either. So if you receive a text or email like this, delete it and do not click on any links. And if you receive a suspicious call, hang up and report the call to the IRS.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, most of the market is still talking about tariffs on a Monday. There has been some exporting activity that might have gone unnoticed. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Dan Hallstrom is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He said they're still continuing to see good shipment, good momentum when it comes to U.S. pork going into places like Mexico, Central America, and even Canada. He said there's trade agreements in place that are allowing that flow of product to continue.
Volume up 22% and value up 30%. A lot of these record-breaking growth countries have some sort of duty-free access through free trade agreements. You've got Mexico and Canada on the USMCA side. You have Korea with their free trade agreement, Colombia, DR. So I don't think it's any coincidence that these are all markets where we have a preferential access. We do have to protect these long-standing relationships with these key trading partners.
That's Dan Hallstrom. He is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, describing the business we've seen end of 2024 into 2025 for U.S. pork, bound for places like Central America, Mexico, and Canada.
Improve yield without an extra step with QuickShot. QuickShot is a quality fluency agent and a full nutrient package in one ultimate planter box treatment. It provides all the benefits of enhanced flowability, improved singulation, and fewer skips, but with a powerful jolt of nourishment. This improves uptake and vigor during emergence, leading to stronger stand establishment and increased uniformity. Go with QuickShot to help your seed reach its full yield potential. Contact your local Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information about QuickShot. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use. In our world of agriculture, weather conditions rule our workday. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on Mother Nature. You can help by taking real-time weather observations and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Everyday people such as yourself play a vital role in protecting lives and property. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.5 cents to 163. 40-pound block cheese finished 0.5 cent lower at 162.25. Double A butter on Friday, a penny stronger, 231 a pound. This morning, the April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 6 at 1714 a hundredweight. Our December new crop corn's down 2 at 452. November new crop beans down 4 right now at 1022. And the July new crop wheat, that's up 3 right now, 568 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. Want to remind you, we announced the 6 finalists to become our next Alice in Dairyland on Friday. Learn more about each of the candidates on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15 this morning, 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. 41 our low. Tomorrow's high, 43. It'll be partly cloudy, but we'll be back in the 50s to 60s later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
I don't know why, but I find it a lot easier to hate a stranger than to love a stranger. I know that sounds weird to say, but I'll be in line at like CVS or something, and I'll just be behind some guy, and I'll be like, I hate this guy. I haven't even seen the front of him. I'm like, man, I've seen enough. I hate him. What is that? What's my problem? I don't know what that is about human nature. If there's one thing I would say about everybody, there's a selfishness, I think, to human beings that we just all sort of have. It's just built in there. The fact that community service is a punishment in our society, it's a pretty good sign, I'd be like, just under prison, you get community service. How bad that you have to help the community. What did you do? For 30 hours in the next calendar year, you have to help the community? Wow. Glad I'm not you. I bet you learned your lesson, man.
Beth Heindorn is here. She's executive director at the Racine Zoo. A lot of events coming up. Now you can just take a stroll through the zoo, or you can enjoy some of these events. Quick review of what we talked about in the first half hour. Spring break camp. We'll do another review before it's all over, though. Summer camp, Call Me Old Fashioned, Wild for Wine, the Egg Extravaganza. Now, business booths for Extravaganza. So these are people that want to... if they want to, have a booth for information or whatever.
Yeah, they want to showcase their business, and then we ask them to be on property to see all these 3,000 people that are going to be showing up on Extravaganza, is to have a booth, hand out candy or whatever they'd like to hand out to the kids, because they're doing an Easter egg hunt in theory. And then, of course, they're going to talk to the parents. And we have opportunities for them. There's the 3 community events that we do, which is Extravaganza, our second annual Christmas in July, and Boo at the Zoo. So business booths can come to those, or they can sign up and come to our Animal Cracker concerts. So we have opportunities for businesses to come and showcase. It's just a really great way for them to partner with us, to give some extra value added activities for the guests that are coming onto property. And Extravaganza is the first one up for these folks. And we already have 20 different businesses that are going to be here on April 19th. So there's still time. Get yourself booked in there and then make sure you buy candy. And when we say bring 3,000 pieces of candy, we are not lying. Yeah. So some people will say, I didn't think you were serious. I'm like, yeah, because they run out of candy and then I've got a supplement, which is fine. Because we never want a kid to not have candy if they for Extravaganza. So.
One of our comedians the other day said he went to the dentist and a little kid came out of the dentist's office with a lollipop.
Uh-huh.
And he said to the kid, that's what got you here in the first place.
It is true.
So these are big events going on at the zoo. It's not just animals. It's just a lot of fun. How do the animals react to all these people running around? And I mean, if I was an animal, I'd say, leave me alone. don't talk to me. I just want to relax in the hay or wherever I am. I just want to just stare at the passing parade. Don't say, come here. How are you? Are you fine?
Well, people really don't do that kind of stuff. That's bad behavior when you're going. Well.
Oh, the Arctic foxes. I said, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, you can say hi, but we don't want people harassing animals at our place or any zoo or aquarium or even in the wild. Just leave them alone. But they're fine. They and people aren't running around our zoo, which is great. They're just enjoying and being very respectful of our animals, and that's the type of behavior that we'd like to see.
Now, I mentioned to you off the air when we first came in about the kangaroos, because I had never seen a kangaroo a person in my entire life. I see movies of them, but these kangaroos are hopping just like right behind me. I turned around and there they are hopping all over the place. Yep. They waited until I went down the path. I didn't realize how big they are.
Yep.
And those legs are huge. I never realized that either. Now, do you leave them out during these events where they can walk around and just hop?
That's Walkabout Creek. So you have to stay on the pathway. They can go wherever they want within that enclosure and exhibit space. So,
man, they are big.
And they can. And they can cross right in front of you or they're behind you, on the side of you. You have to stay on the path. And they have, that's their space. So,
man,
and
they
all stay out.
Imagine if they stepped on you with those big, powerful legs. they crush me. But they waited until I walked. I saw them all gathered there. They were looking and I walked by. Then they went after I, you know, it was like a stoplight. And they when it turned green, they went. And they gathered on the other side, and they look around. I don't know what they're thinking when they look at me. I said to my wife, what are they thinking about?
You know, probably not really thinking about you.
They were looking at me.
No offense, Don, but they're not really thinking about you.
They were looking my way, like, you know, who is that guy? What's he doing here? I don't like him. It's cold outside. Why is he here? Now, you can plan company events as well. These are planned events that are already done. They're in the books, but you can have a company picnic there. You can rent the zoo.
We have lots of picnics and lots of weddings at the zoo.
So do you really?
Yeah. So both of those types of activities, we've already got, I think, 8 picnics already lined up for the summer. So businesses want to take care of their employees and they want to take care of their employees' families because we all share in that. So that's a really great opportunity. You can book the pavilion, you can book a space and throw a tent up. And then you're built-in entertainment because people can go around and visit the animals. They can get train rides, you know, all of those types of things. And you're right there, kind of self-contained. You don't have to go rent someplace else. And it's a great opportunity for people to hang out on Lake Michigan and have a picnic. It's a great day out there. And we've got lots of those already booked.
I don't know why it's so surprising to me because I was the best man at a wedding at the zoo.
Okay.
But it was so long ago. I forgot. When tuxedo. And I was the best man. It was our general manager here, the vice president, general manager at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I was his best man at the wedding. And it was at the zoo.
Huh.
And I just forgot about it till I was thinking of the picture we took. We took some pictures down on the beach area there. And I forgot all about that. But I was best man.
So picnics and weddings are a great opportunity. We're already booking weddings for 26, but lots of picnics. There's still room. Get your picnics. If you want to do a family picnic, a reunion picnic, a company picnic, a church picnic, you name it, you can have a picnic at the zoo. You should get yourself booked in.
Wow. Now, what if it rains? What do you do? You go indoors?
Rain or shine. So you can, if you rent the pavilion, you've got that covered.
That's right, you got the pavilion.
A lot of people will rent a tent. You know, it just depends on how many people you've got. But it tries not to rain on my parade. It can rain at night.
Barbara Streisand, funny girl, don't rain on my parade.
Exactly.
Okay, tell me about these event locations here. You've got the Safari Deck, the Jungle Junction. What are those?
So Jungle Junction, when you come in the zoo, you come across the bridge, and there's kind of, it looks like a little hut structure. That is Jungle Junction. So lots of different places can be booked. Felly Pavilion is, or Meerkat Manor, because it's right by there, is a cement platform. It's got picnic tables and it's got like a shade structure on top of it. It is over by Meerkats and Penguins, not too far from the Lions. The Safari Deck is up by the playground, which is basically what it is. It's a deck right out there. The Pavilion, you know where that is on the north side. Felly Pavilion, yeah. Or Meerkat Manor, we call them the same thing. And then you've got the pavilion, and then you've got north of the pavilion, which is the savanna, African savanna area, and then you could put a tent anywhere at the zoo to be able to have a function. And sometimes we have one picnic, sometimes we have three picnics, all on the same day.
Whoa, I see bear backyard.
Yep, that'd be north of the bears, south of the pavilion.
Do you have the train still go around the zoo?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow,
yep.
Okay.
We sure do. We're going to be doing a hiring fair on the 29th of March, where we'll be hiring some more train drivers. We'll be posting that pretty soon.
Really?
I know.
I can quit this job at a nano's. 2 weeks notice, I'm out of here.
We have a lot. We have a lot of good adults that are driving our trains. So.
Yeah, but the adults always look silly in those things. You know, the kids look great in them because it's theirs. And you always get this big, oversized guy with a choo-choo hat on his head, the train conductor hat, going around. And
you know what? They make put smiles on kids' faces, and everyone loves the train.
I don't want to be that person, though, the big fat guy in the train. Okay. then there's a south train track. Is that the same thing?
A south train track.
Yeah, that's right there. South train track. Ooh, I stumped her.
You did stump me.
Stump the executive director.
Let me see. South train track. Oh, north train. Yeah, so the south. So that is, you know where the train station is, what we call Four Corners. So north of that, which would be between the train station and the playground up there, would be north, and then south would be south of that. Going towards penguins and meerkats. So there's a lot of great flat spaces and that type of stuff. So again, any space can be used, and most of those you're going to need to put a tent if you want to be safe on the weather and keep people out of the sun. There's only so much
cover. And we're talking about professional tent.
Yes, a professional.
Like
yeah,
from general rental.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, they're the best tent people.
We don't mean
out there.
One of the ones you put up in the backyard, a sun tent. No.
You're gonna go through general rental for you and help you out.
Got some more to talk about with Beth Heidorn. She's the executive director of the Racine Zoo, and then we're gonna do a recap in case you missed some of the events we talked about in the first half hour. 7:46 local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
WRJN.
Beth Heindorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. If you thought the Racine Zoo was just walking around looking at animals, wow, were we wrong. There's a whole bunch of events. We're going to review them in just a few moments here. Talk about some of the different places you can have events at the zoo with your company, or if you're having a wedding or a bar mitzvah, whatever you're having. African Savannah and the Racine Rotary West Safari Base Camp. Sounds like we're about to ascend Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, that's the pavilion base camp. And north of that. It's a really fancy, nice name.
I know. This is Base Camp. Yeah, we're ascending right now. We're at 50,000 feet, and we're ascending Base Camp. That's it. That's what it sounds like. All right. And the Kiwanis Memorial Amphitheater, I know that place.
Yep.
That's the big amphitheater where Animal Crackers and the Racine Concert Band perform. Mm-hmm. You guys, you rent that too, huh?
We do. We do. Some people just like, because they just want something covered, or a lot of the groups will just put some picnic tables down there. They can cater it in if they want to, or just picnic lunches. We can use all aspects and parts of the zoo, and it works great.
Everything's up for grabs.
We will work with every guest.
If I want to have a party in the tiger cage,
we will say no to you. Nice try, Don.
Okay, just wondering. Okay, so let's do a quick review for people who are just tuning in now. We talked about the spring break camp, and this is coming up when?
Yep, April 21st through 25th. We base that off of when RUSD is on spring break.
Okay.
Because Easter is on Sunday the 20th.
Is that late this year?
It is. Well, it can happen, but yes, it's a month later than last year.
Huh.
Not quite a month, 3 weeks.
Boy, it's going to be tough getting those Easter eggs this year. You know.
Keep our fingers crossed.
At a buck an egg.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. Okay, now, that was spring break camp.
Spring break camp, yep.
Summer camp's a little bit different. How long is that? That's like dropping your kid off, pick your kid up?
Yeah, that starts on the 16th of June and goes through mid-August.
Really, that long?
It's a week-long camp, yep. So people can sign up for 1 week. They could sign up for 3 weeks. We have early morning drop-off, late pickup, so that we can accommodate all the parents' work schedules. So it works really, really great. And we have classes for preschool all the way through kids entering seventh grade.
Whoa, that sounds like a lot of fun. It just sounds like fun, you know? And I mentioned this earlier in the hour that I wish I would have gone to summer camp, because I'm sure people have great memories of that. And I just...
And it's a fun and safe place to do camp. And then we, not only do we have our camps going on, but all the day camps that are from around the area, from the Boys and Girls Clubs and all of that. You can always tell when we've got a lot of those, because there's matching T-shirts everywhere.
Oh.
So you can always put a kid with the right group because of their colored shirts. It works great.
Call me old-fashioned. This is not for the kids.
This is not for the kids.
These are adult, and
this sounds
like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, March 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. in our castle. You get to taste 6 different ready-to-drink old-fashions and have wonderful food from Red Onion, and it's just a really great hump day night. Everyone wants to kind of go out and do something then. Hopefully the weather will be nice, but either way, that is happening in our castle on Wednesday, the 26th.
You sell these out, too.
We do sell these out. People like to come to our events.
The igloos are sold out, weren't they?
Party. Mm-hmm. We know how to throw a good party.
You gotta feed the animals, man. They don't feed them old fashions.
But the money gets reinvested right back into ourselves.
You know, I love when people say, well, they're closed for the winter. They're not closed for the winter.
Christmas Day is the only day we're closed.
Animals have to eat, too.
They don't say...
Well, nobody's in today. I guess I won't eat.
Yep. Nope. That's not the case at all.
And you don't want them going for humans if they get really hungry. So, okay. And then you've got another adult event, Wild for Wine, we talked about. Wine.
Yeah, that's on Saturday, April 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. It's a 5-course meal paired with 5 wines, because there's 5 different species of rhinos. And we talk about the animals. We have some wonderful wine. We have some great food. By Danny's is doing the food for that one. And it's an edutainment, so we get great presentation.
What'd you just say?
Edutainment, so education and entertainment.
I thought you were going to say eggutainment.
No, although I could for extravaganza. Yes, so it's just a really fun event. We get a lot of great people that come out there, and it's a great way to support the Racine Zoo.
Wow, sounds like fun. You know, I watch when the Animal Cracker people come out, everybody sets up a buffet in their area.
They do, but we also have food vendors, so they get a good mix, too.
Yeah, but they have people. It's like a whole event.
It's crazy.
They come out there.
They do.
And the people who come out for the Racine concert band, a little more refined. I brought some Ritz crackers we can enjoy. I don't see people bringing food to that for some reason. But
I don't either. A few. A few, but not as many. Certainly not as many as
Animal
Crackers.
Yeah, no, they don't. Okay, and for Easter, for everybody, the egg extravaganza. I want to see how this works out of the buck and egg.
Well, we don't give a lot of eggs out for extravaganza. So extravaganza is Saturday the 19th of April. It is from 10 until 4. It is going to be a great day. We've got bounce houses. We've got cluck cluck doors. We have got 20 different business booths handing out candy for the kids. We've got cookie decorating, egg decorating, crafts. We have the Easter on Good Authority. The Easter Bunny is going to be there, and he's going to be taking photos with kids. And the train will be running, and it's a great multi-generational activity day, and people just love to come out to the zoo to support us right on Lake Michigan, April 19th.
And if you're a business and wants a booth, you're sold out for that?
No, we're not. We can still take some.
All right. How do they get a hold of you?
So you're going to go into our event tab on www.racinezoo.org.
That's where I am.
Go to the event tab, do the drop down to business booth registration, and check that out, and then click on the activity that you want. So the first one up is extravaganza. You fill out the form. We'll send out an email to everybody. What's the scoop? Everyone's set up by 9:30. As soon as 4 o'clock hits, they can leave, and it's just a great, great day. Just wonderful to spend time with family and friends at the zoo.
What do you have to look forward to this summer, though? We stopped here at about April.
We did.
But the summer's coming up, and let's give a little sneak preview.
Yeah, we've got some World Roar Wine Pour Wednesdays coming up. We've got Animal Crackers. We have got our cigar dinner. We have got Whiskers and Whiskey. We have got a bourbon fundraiser coming up. We've got Zoo Debut coming up in September. We are already looking for auction items and sponsors. We've got our golf tournament on June 23rd. Lots and lots of really cool stuff. So that's
golf tournament.
Yes, we do. It's our annual Around for Rhinos.
What is it? Well, those rhinos are getting all the money.
Well,
what is it, like a putt-putt or?
No, it's actually, we're at Meadowbrook. It's
a nine-hole.
Oh, you're
doing it at the Meadowbrook golf course.
Meadowbrook,
okay.
Kind of
I was about to say, how do you hit a golf ball at the zoo?
No. You do that, and it's great. It's a nine-hole, so people can work all morning and then come to the zoo. It's great. We've got lots of sponsors already. We can always use some more. We have the best swag bag on the planet for what everybody gets when they check in. Really, I love our golf tournament. And so that's on the 23rd of June at Meadowbrook.
I'm good at the
registrations.
Putt-putt.
Foursomes are already booking, so get your foursome together.
When I do putt-putt golf, I'm very good at it. The windmill hole, you know how that windmill thing goes around?
Yeah.
I can get it right between the two blades going down every time.
Excellent.
A lot of people can't do that. And you have a summer, we talked about the summer camp coming up. But you have all different events during the summer as well, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't stop.
All of those things that I just said. And then we also have Chicago Tribute Anthology coming back. Again, they're coming on June 25th, which is a Wednesday. So they're going to kind of kick off our concert series, but they're not part of Animal Crackers. They're part of Music at the Zoo, and that's the only one we have. And that's already booking, too. So promote early, sell often. We got to feed those darn animals, right?
Yeah, I know. Get that lion chow in there.
That's right. That's right.
You know it. There's no lion chow, is there?
Well, there is exotic food for animals, yeah. Nutrition that's got all the right nutrition for them, you bet.
What, do they have like a truckload of food? Those animals must eat a lot.
Well, they all eat a lot, yes. Yes, it is one of our biggest expenses at the zoo.
Now, you have to meet certain criteria to be a zoo, right? You can't just... I just can't get a bunch of animals and say, come see them.
Yeah, we're accredited with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. There's about 251 of us right now that are accredited of the 3,000 to 4,000 places that hold animals. So we are a very elite group. We are the gold standard of animal care. And we are incredibly proud that ever since accreditation started, we have been accredited and continue to be accredited with AZA.
I used to live near a zoo growing up when I was just a little toddler. The Bronx Zoo wasn't that far from us where I grew up.
It's a great zoo.
I never was there. Because I may have been as a toddler if I
didn't.
So
you didn't go
remember
there, and you didn't go to summer camp?
I may have been there as a little baby, but I don't remember.
Don't remember.
It wasn't that far from our house. The Bronx Botanical Gardens were there too. I just wasn't there. Then they have a zoo at Central Park.
They do.
I think I went with my class there early on. I think. I'm not sure. I can't remember those places, but the animals are probably still alive because tortoises can go, 200 years? So who knows if they were still there? Well, it's a lot of fun. And if somebody wants to become a member of the zoo, now my wife joined. She got us both memberships because said we have to do some walking. And that's a great place to walk. We used to walk all through the nooks and crannies. But now we just walk the perimeter, and then if we have time, we go through the nooks and crannies. But that's great. How do you become a member? And it's not that expensive, I know.
It is not. No, memberships start at $50 and go all the way up to $1,000. It all depends on what type of category you want to get. So you're going to go to racinezoo.org in the green bar on top. Go to membership. Do the drop down. Do join or renew, depending upon where you're at. Check out the options. Pick the right one that's going to be for you. Sign on up, and we have reciprocity with over 150 of our peers in other zoos and aquariums. So if they offer 50%, you'd get 50% coming here. You'd get 50% going there. So you can check out different zoos and aquariums across the country.
And, of course, the website is racinezoo.org.
You got it.
Racinezoo.org. Everything we talked about is there. Just click on the events button, and you'll see it. Sleep with the rhinos night. It's all like get your sleeping bag. What are the two rhinos' names again?
Timu and Kianga. And our Arctic fox, I got the other name, it's Echo. So Echo and Luna for our Arctic fox.
She didn't get it
when
I said one of them's named Tick.
I did not. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, sir.
Beth is going to come in again and next month. We're going to talk about these all over again because I know the public's had a short memory. We're going to talk about it again. The Racine Zoo, it's a jewel right here in Racine. A lot of communities don't have something like this. So enjoy it. It's right there on Main Street. You can't miss it. And there's public parking. You can park on the street or go to the public parking lot and enjoy the Racine Zoo. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Dan.
Say hello to Luna and Echo.
I shall.
Because we're their friends when we park. I love when we walk by. They're
starting to get used to you now.
Well, they were sleeping there in their nest, and they just give us a look, like, you know, a side-eye look, you know, one of those side-eye things. You know? All right, more coming up here. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do it.